Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome on this beautiful summer day. This is Laura Alley, president of Triple Win Sales. I'm bringing you today another episode of Brilliant Business Insights. I am super, super excited today to have a very special guest with us, Varsha from Wings for Growth. She's the founder of the organization. Welcome to the show, Varsha.
Well, thank you, and I hope that your listeners enjoy what we have to talk about.
I know that they're going to, and we're so excited to have you. Now, I didn't say your last name because I didn't want to mispronounce it. So if you wouldn't mind, will you just pronounce it the correct way, please?
Yes, I would be happy to. It's Vaishampayan, just the way it's written in English.
Okay, excellent. So we are thrilled to have you today. So it's the day after a primary election day here in New Jersey, and I read an article about how there are a record number of women that filed petitions and sought elected office this time, record number. And I thought of you because, you know, the organization that you founded and are inspired to bring to this great level of future success has to do with women empowerment. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the Wings organization?
Sure, and I wanted to just also kind of tie that in into a little bit of a background on how what I did before coming to Wings for Growth.
Great.
Will that be okay? So
excellent.
Laura, I worked on Wall Street for almost 27 years. A girl who came from India 30 years ago had a lot of dreams and passion about making a positive impact on others and also being successful in her career. Now, the road to success was not that easy at the beginning. I worked on Wall Street and then trading floors, technology operations. Climbing the corporate ladder was brutal. But I remain authentic, determined, and focused. I also received a lot of experiential guidance from many senior people who believed in me and thought I had the potential. Mentoring I received from many mentors was very valuable to me. I wanted to pay it forward, and a couple of decades into my career, I myself became a mentor, and I saw the positive impact I had on my mentees. So in June of 2016, I took a sabbatical after my PwC work. I was visiting my parents in India. My late father, a retired professor, was as insistent that I should return to teaching. And just to tell you that I was a professor of chemistry before coming to this country. So he always saw that teaching. And he said, you should give back whatever you have learned. And he also said something that really stuck with me, that there is never a bad time to do good. It is just a matter of priority.
True.
That was a trigger, and I just said, you know, and my father had a lot of influence on me, Laura, so I really wanted him to be proud, and I also realized that teaching is something is in me, and that further inspired me to think about a formal mentoring and coaching program which can help women with leadership potential to be the leaders they inspire to be, and that is how Wings was born in June of 2016.
It's such a great concept, and it's so needed in today's era, I think. And there's, I love to see the energy and the passion that women are starting to really kind of embolden, because they want to do all these great things. They're getting involved. They're running for office. They're breaking the glass ceiling. So, what is your program designed for? Is it designed for people already in the business world? Or are you targeting women, you know, maybe that are just still trying to figure out what they want to do in life?
So, first of all, we would love to kind of offer this program for all women at different levels who have leadership potential and they aspire to be leaders. But currently, since I come from corporate world, I know that many women, very smart, coming in, a lot of excitement, opportunities, work very hard, they reach maybe to the middle, and then they feel stuck. And these are the women who are like about 8 years of experience, And what happens, this is like a very classic problem that women who are very, very talented, they do well, and then they reach to the middle, and then they feel stuck in the middle. And middle just gets fatter and fatter, and corporations are looking to bring people from outside. So instead of retaining the talent and finding the talent that you have in the organization, they are now spending the money to bring somebody new and train them. So I don't know if this is a good situation. So what we decided to do is immediately start focusing on women who have a lot of potential, have some experience, maybe about 8 to 10 years of experience, and give them leadership trainings and courage and confidence so that they can chase their dreams that they have.
Right. It's such a great thing. And this is something that I believe strongly. If it really takes off and really gets its wings, like you say, at the name of the organization, it could change the world. It really can for the better, for the much better. So what are your short-term plans of the organization? What are you working on now? Like what's on the horizon?
Before I do that, can I also kind of tell you that what exactly is the problem that we think we are solving? Because
yeah,
that might be
relevant.
So I asked myself a few questions, Laura, before starting this journey, because I had a big job at PwC, and I really wanted to do something very purposeful, and I wanted to do this as a full-time dedicated person. That means I had to do a lot of soul searching and figure out exactly what the opportunity is and where the need is, and am I going to have an impact on these women? So what I did is I asked myself a question. I said, what stops women from getting what they deserve? And you know what?
Right.
The answer was very nothing. That's the truth.
Right.
So what we need is courage and confidence in our own ability to chase our dreams and influence others to believe in us. Look, women are wired differently than men. We all know that. And that is why together with men, we are a strong team. And we don't behave and act, we don't need to really behave and act like men. What we need to do is we want to convert them as our allies. You know, men are more transactional and women require strong support system, but that doesn't mean we are weak.
Right.
We bring strong passion, emotions, and empathy, and that is a big part of our value system. And this supports my belief in mentoring and coaching program. And the second question I ask myself is, what's not working in the current environment, right? So every company, every organization, and there are a lot of freelancers, there's a lot of mentoring and coaching programs that are available. So why is it WINGS program going to be very different and special and unique, right? That's the question then I again ask. An answer there was very clear to me as well, because, look, I was a mentee for many years. I received a lot of benefit from this, my mentor relationship, and I also mentored few. So to me, the answer there too was very clear, and they were that we have lack of experiential guidance, accountability of mentors and coaches. So who's holding mentors accountable, right? Lack of curriculum that focuses. Yeah? And lack of curriculum, I'm just going to go and give you the list that I felt that lacking in the current environment, and that will tell you why WINGS is special, right? So the lack of curriculum And then, you know, as we were sitting there and we're thinking what kind of curriculum, so we know that we needed an outcome-based framework where we can measure everybody's success, programs, mentors, mentees, champions, everyone's success. But then we also started to think about what should be the curriculum. Look, we needed a curriculum that focuses on what you are and not what you are not, right? So many times women get very confused because they are constantly being told, oh, you have to work on this. These are your development areas. We have a very different perspective. We said, look, no, first we're going to focus on our own traits, our own strengths, and the skills that you already have. And think about what we can do with all this power pack of traits and skills and strengths. And then, depending on your short-term and near-term goal, we'll figure out if there are more skills needed to be added to your power pack. That's the value that we bring and which is very unique, at least I think in WINGS. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. Because I always
found...
And,
you know, have you also thought that the mentoring is not, like, really about, oh, I have a challenge, I have an opportunity, let me just go to my mentor, have a cup of coffee, and then be done. Look, that's not mentoring. I'll tell you, Laura, that a few weeks ago I sat down with somebody very, very senior in one of the top investment banking, and she was saying, oh, we have mentoring and coaching program, and I'm a mentor. And I asked her that how much time do you really spend with your mentee, and she said, sometimes, you know, 30 minutes here and there, depending on the time that we both have. And she thought that 8 and 10 hours of time that we require our mentors to spend on a monthly basis with a mentee, she thought that's too much to ask. And I'm thinking in my mind that if you're not spending that kind of time, then you're not committed to your mentee. This is just a checkbox activity. And that's really what we specifically wanted to fix.
So do you give both the mentee and the mentor a guideline of what to accomplish or talk about or work on in their one-on-one time? Does that come from Wings? Or is that something that the mentee and the mentor determine together?
So there are two different answers to that. One is, first of all, the answer is yes, we have a full-day kickoff. We bring all the mentors, mentees, and champions who are secondary mentor in this relationship. So there are two mentors that the mentee gets, one a man and a woman, right? So the mentee gets both female and male perspective, which is very important for leadership. So we bring everyone
right
together. We give them guidance. We have a methodology that we wrote. It's a 50, 60 pages of guidebook that we wrote, and they get that straight out of the bat, right? Then our mentors are pretty senior. Our bar on mentors are pretty high, right? So they know their industry well. They have been mentoring. They bring a lot of teaching, innate teaching skills. So we don't believe in giving them very strict, rigid guidelines. We give them simple guidelines, a lot of flexibility, and at that point, we let mentor and mentee figure out between them what is much, much better scalable framework for them. But we also do a monthly check, right? So there's a flexibility with a lot of support provided.
Right.
And we always tell our mentees, right? They always like, I've heard this so many times, Laura, that they're like, oh, I need a sponsor. And I always tell all our mentees that, ladies, don't think that you need a sponsor from a day one. What you need is a great mentor who can guide you, teach you, be there as a support system. And then you know that you're ready, and then look for a sponsor. You can't run
a
sponsor.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I find in my own development, as you know, I love to continually sharpen the saw, but I love it when I spend time with people where I learn something new, or where I get a perspective that I didn't have. I feel that that really does change and better and improve myself in both, you know, a business professional and a human being. So I could see that this one-on-one mentee mentor active engagement where they really spend a lot of time together, I could see how that can really be quite transformational.
And
then,
I have heard this is on our website as well, that you'll see some of the testimonials where mentors actually come back and tell me, you know, I learn a lot from my relationship with my mentee. So it's a both-way relationship. It's very, very good, mutually, as you said.
I bet. It's great. So
yeah,
what is the 100... Tell us about the 101 Women Initiative.
So, you know, like Wings program currently has two enrollment cycles. So we do every year during March and April, and then the second will be September, October each year. And currently we can only take about 10 mentees in each cohort just because we're nascent and we're looking for funding. So this is all volunteer-based donation, supported by donations kind of an organization. But we realized that we're not able to accommodate many who apply and don't make it to the program. And that every day I feel so bad saying no to anyone. And I know that so many women out there can benefit from this program. And in future, we want to be able to offer the program to everyone who is qualified. But in the meantime, we must continue our efforts to bring senior executives to commit to be a career sponsor to at least one woman each as their prodigy. So what we are trying, I'm tired, you know, to talk about Me Too and Time's Up, and we feel that tide is rising for gender equality. You know, I mean, everybody's talking about it. It's great. There's a whole lot of awareness. It's time to really show some action, you know, recent women empowerment, right? And the time is now.
Yeah, there's a big difference between, there's a very big difference between buzzwords and talking about something than actually putting good ideas and practices into action that will change people and transform things.
Exactly.
I think it's such a great stuff that you're working on. I really do.
Thank you. 101 women on deck.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to explain that 101 Women on Deck is our commitment to reach 101 senior executives, men and women, and ask them to take a pledge with us to adopt one protege each and help her achieve her career goals and dreams. That really is the program, and we hope that we exceed that goal of 101 when we become 1,001 so that the whole world can feel that there's progress being made at all levels. That's our goal.
Right. Wonderful. So what do you see 5 years down the road? What does the future look like for women in leadership? What's
look,
your feeling about
of,
that?
This is my obviously my personal opinion, is that I feel that there's a great progress has already been made, you know, in every industry, whether it's STEM or STREM or corporate America, politics, whatever. I think a lot of women are rising to very influential roles. Companies are being more about the gender gaps and steps they need to take to close the gaps, and they are working very hard. And what I love to see, and I think what is critical, that women need to learn how to make men as their allies as they are climbing the ladder or they're taking on influential roles. And also women have to help. You know, women have to help each other. We all have to help each other. You can't just go up, climb the ladder and not think about who I can bring along with me. So it's both. Make the men as your allies, help each other. And more importantly, I really feel that it's important to take on influential roles, but it is far more important to be successful in these roles, right? So we need to show that we can do it, and they can trust our ability to deliver. So that's even more important.
Absolutely. Well, we are running out of time. What can we close with? Like, how can our listeners get in touch with you? What are some final thoughts, and what's the best way for them to reach out to you and learn more about the WING initiative?
Yes. No, I like to make an appeal to all our senior listeners, men and women, to consider being a mentor or a sponsor to someone they think they deserve, someone who they think deserves their experiential guidance, and sign up to be WING's mentor and bring along one mentee who they like to support, and we will help the rest because we have figured out the whole secret sauce on how to make it successful. And also, my shout out to all these women out there who have dreams, who have passion, and feel that they want to make a change, they want to have an impact, reach out to us. This is a nonprofit organization. A lot of senior people are associated with this organization because they want to help these women. So this is an opportunity, and I hope people will take advantage of that.
I love it. Well, I can't thank you enough. I would like to ask you to come back on our program again, and because there's so much to talk about, you know, so much more than 15, 20 minutes allows us. So what is the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you? Should they email you or should they go to the website?
Yes, so our website is www.wingsforgrowth.com. Fully spelled out .org. We have mentor application, volunteer applications, and mentee applications right online. So love to hear from them, from their feedback, and feel free to apply.
Excellent. Well, thank you so very much for your time. We really appreciate it. And, again, we'd love to have you back on the show another time.
Thank you, Laura. I really appreciate you interviewing me, and I hope that the listeners are getting excited about the program and reaching out to us, so we look forward to that.
Excellent. Well, have a great day. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.